Now, our cover story this morning. Last evening, the Board of Education, the Findlay City Schools, held their final meeting of the year, at which Superintendent Dr. Andy Hatton gave an update on plans to restore transportation services for more students in the district. And Dr. Hatton joins us this morning with more information. Andy, thanks very much for taking the time. First of all, I know the last time that we talked about this, you said one of the biggest things in putting that plan into place was upgrading the equipment in the buses and working with the software to plan out the most efficient way to restore that those transportation services. Where does all of that stand right now?
Well, good morning, Chris. And again, thank you very much for having me on today, and happy Tuesday. Yeah, we, as promised to the community and to the Board of Education, provided them the update last night on our transportation plan and trying to hit our aspirational goals by January, which the board put forth back at a work session. I think that was back in September. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that have been accomplished since the last time we spoke is that we've been able to update all of the city street maps into our TransFinder routing system. That had not been done in some time, so that we have the most accurate and up-to-date streets and directions and speeds and all of that, which is critical to the programming of the routing. We've also completed, our new transportation manager has been doing extremely good work, and she's put together the prototypes of the routes that meet the goal specifications by the Board of Education. So we've prototyped out the routes for high school students to meet the goal specifications of that. Any high school student that lives beyond a 2-mile walk radius would be getting transportation. And then we've prototyped the routes. We've had, you have to reroute the elementary, all of the pre-K through 5 students. And she wrapped that up last week. As far as the equipment, like you said, we've been really waiting. I don't know if I want to necessarily say back order, but it's been a little bit difficult for us to get our hands on the GPS system. So that we can put those on each bus. We got one, and we were able to test it out about 3 weeks ago, and it worked darn near perfectly. And so right now we're looking at a ship date of December 23rd. And so what I informed the board last night is that I don't think we'll be able to get all of those installed on our 40 buses in the fleet until early to mid-January.
Now, does that mean that you won't be able to launch this transportation plan until that happens? I mean, is that going to delay the rollout of this?
Yeah, that's right. Well, what I closed with last night with the board is that given where we are with the number of drivers we have, that we don't yet have that equipment on the buses, and we actually, also most importantly and critical in this is that we haven't had a chance to test all of the new routes, and our drivers need time, which they normally have, say in August, mm-hmm. to be out and running around and testing out those routes. We don't have the luxury of that, given that we're also in the middle of our school year. And so we right now, what I closed with the board last night is that we will not be able to roll out new routes in January. We will not be able to elevate the service beyond what we're trying to do now, which I should have also mentioned that. We are still trying to hire drivers, and as we hire drivers, with what we do with our current level of service is we take the longest routes, the routes where students are riding the longest, and we split those in half just to elevate the service as far as that is concerned. We won't be able to pull this off in January, but we're going to keep pushing for February to see what we could do.
So when you talk about implementing this plan to the specifications that were laid out by the board earlier this year, let's mention again, because again, we were talking about this the last time, those specifications are not necessarily the same. They will not, it will not be a full restoration of transportation that was provided prior to this year before these cuts took effect.
Yeah, that's right. Good memory on that. Right. We used to have a, prior to the levy cycle last year, as we dug into this, we discovered that we actually had a really, highly effective, we went above and beyond in terms of what we could do, mm-hmm. In terms of picking kids up, the number of bus stops, the walk radiuses were very short, with comparative districts. And so one of the things that we did, last year when we passed that levy, back in May, we promised the community we would continue to move forward, you know, with under fiscal responsibility. And part of that is going to be we're not going to return to some of those extremely low walk radiuses. So K through five, any student that is K through five and lives beyond 1 mile, not 0.75, but rather 1 mile, would have access to a bus in the new way forward. And then middle school students used to have, I believe it was 1.5 mile walk. Now that would remain a 2 mile walk, which is what they're doing. But if any middle school student lives beyond 2 miles, they would get a bus. High school, we always had that at 2 miles. But the other thing that we're going to take a look at is reducing the sheer number of bus stops that we had. We heard that loud and clear from the community, which also makes it inefficient on our fuel, on our buses. But we would ensure that no student would be walking more than a quarter mile to get to their bus stop. Most obviously would walk less than that. But that, those are all things that we would put in place to be efficient and also cost effective to our community.
So, again, the rollout of this being predicated on the new equipment and so on. And as you mentioned, the drivers being able to kind of train themselves, I guess, for lack of a better term, on the new routes. How complicated will that be? And will there actually be time for them to do that in the middle of the school year? Or would it be more efficient to wait until the next school year to roll out all of these changes?
Yeah, great question. It would certainly be most efficient for us to just wait and make sure that we get this right, because the other piece that we want to put in place for parents is our Stop Finder software, which is instantaneous communication with a parent's cell phone, exactly pinpointing where the bus is, which is going to enhance safety and also the time a student would be out at a bus stop. But, you know, speaking of time, you know, I really also last night at the Board of Education meeting, we celebrated one of our amazing drivers, Laura Click, who is our on-bus instructor. We only have one. And in the state of Ohio, every new driver must spend hours learning all of the safety, you know, components of driving a bus. And Laura, we recognized at our board meeting last night and celebrated her, because not only on top of doing her day job, she trains every single new driver. And in fact, we had a new driver start this week, but unfortunately we had one resign last week. So we're still working on that pipeline of drivers mm-hmm. to get to where we need to be, so that when we do roll this out, we want it to be darn near perfect. If we do it during the middle of the year, especially like say in February, when we assume it's still going to be cold and snowy, we want to make sure that we get it right to reduce the change and chaos on families and kids.
And with respect to those, any changes that may impact families, when will they find out what those changes will be? Again, assuming that this timeline holds, where you're looking now at February to roll this out, when would families then be notified of what changes may impact their students?
Well, that's why I, you know, speak publicly and transparently about these things at our Board of Education meetings, on, you know, radio shows like with you. We also have our website. We've had a live web page on our school district website with every single update. And I also put out statements to our families to keep them up to speed with where we are. And once we have some certainty, you know, if we know by, you know, within the first few weeks of January that, hey, it looks like we've got the number of drivers, it looks like we might be able to pull this off, mm-hmm. it would start to become almost multiple communications to families per week, okay, to start getting them ready, because, you know, bus stops would change and all of that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, but again, like to your point earlier, the other thing is we want to do this right. And if we just can't get it right during the school year, you know, unfortunately, we're just going to hold and get it darn near perfect by August of next year.
And in the meantime, as you were alluding to, the recruitment of bus drivers is the other important component to this. If someone is so interested in learning more, how would they go about getting more information?
We've got links on our web pages, multiple web pages, to get people into the if they're interested in becoming a bus driver. You know what? Just give us a phone call. Call the central office. Call transportation. You can come out and walk a bus. You can talk to bus drivers, and you can get a feel for what it would be like to serve the amazing kids in this community.
Again, Dr. Andy Hatton, Superintendent of Schools, the Findlay City School District, talking about the latest update on plans to restore transportation services for more students in the district. And we will continue to keep an eye on this as the work continues on making that happen. And Dr. Hatton, thanks very much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. And a quick shout out to Susan Russell, who after 8 years on our Board of Education, last night was her last board meeting. And I just want to celebrate her service to the community.
Thanks, Andy. We appreciate it.
Thank you.